Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So our Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, he was on CNBC today. He said, quote, "We're working hard on mass distribution of the virus." And I'm sure he meant of the vaccine, because, you know, they're two V words. And how many V words do you put into a sentence? But I think that's a pretty big, oops. Especially as the virus is raging on. In fact, we had 2,015 people die today. That is no laughing matter. And we have a Senate that bailed. So, yay, good times, lots of winning. Anyway, here to share some thoughts on the top stories of the day, our good friend, former Ohio Congressman and political analyst Bob Ney. Bob, thanks for taking time for us.
Well, thank you, Rick.
So the Senate bails on us. No next stimulus, no figuring out how we keep people from going even hungrier, and certainly nothing to stop Trump from strong-arming legislators from Michigan.
Right, and they are going on vacation, and despite the stimulus bill, it's exactly what they're doing. So, you know, they're trying to, do something the incoming Biden administration actually is communicating, you know, which they can do, trying to do something, but I don't think any urging obviously has any bearing on it. They're going to go out. There's not going to be a stimulus bill. And there's an expiration date, of course, in December upcoming, you know, which is really going to hurt a lot of people.
Yep. And they've, again, done nothing. And, you know, that's, you know, I have no illusions that they care about the average everyday working person. But they've also done nothing to aid the Biden team in this transition, which they still haven't, given them the information, the funding, the things that they need to get up to speed while we're seeing the numbers, record numbers again today of people dying and of the virus spreading. And all we get from the administration in power right now is more losing.
Well, exactly. And, you know, you just, and on top of no assistance by the Trump administration, although privately some Trump people are doing what they can do with the Biden people, but not be fired by Trump. And that's been an anonymous quote from people within the administration. But also you mentioned Steve Mnuchin, and besides what he said today, you know, about the virus and what they're trying to do, he has completely hobbled, a one-man show, hobbled the Fed, and people are so outraged by it. Mnuchin, they had all these programs at one time, which he had supported at that point in time, and now Mnuchin is pulling the trigger as a one-man show, and they're going to eliminate by December 31st a lot of programs that were out there to help people. So not only is there no stimulus bill, he's going to negate everything that was out there, force a return of $497 billion return to the Treasury. And so the Fed is very upset about it. The, you know, people involved in the states with they're trying to receive this money are upset about it. He's done it, though, as a one-man show. And, unfortunately, this is not one of these things where Joe Biden, as president, can say, okay, I'm going to reverse this. This negates the programs established by Congress. So guess what, Rick?
You got to pass legislation.
The people that went on vacation are the ones that would have to reinstitute all of this in January.
Wow, because that's what I was going to ask you. Is there something that the next Treasury Secretary could do? But
nope.
Wow.
No, they expire. And so instead of just letting it go 20 more days, which is what he could do, December 31st, Mnuchin is expiring programs, the stimulus programs, the business programs, the programs to the states, gone. And no, this is something that has to be reconstituted and go through the system again.
So then the argument could be that this is just, this is childish. This is, you know,
we
lost, so we're going to, our last kind of thumb in your eye, our last kind of stab in the back. This is how I'm seeing this.
Well, he's hobbling the money supply. So what he's trying to do is to have Biden come in with a bunch of problems, you know, a whole group of problems to come into office, you know, starting off with, because of the virus, starting off with a real problem of, you know, getting the economy going. So, you know, Mnuchin can sit back and say, ha-ha, look there, we made it rough on you. Well, they made it rough on the citizens of the United States.
No, but I would argue that's been the, you know, since Election Day, that's been the MO here all along. I mean, they've done nothing outwardly to help, you know, mitigate any of the transmission of the virus. I guess you could argue that he hasn't been doing his super spreader events anymore, so that's a positive. But, you know, it's pretty remarkable that Don Jr. gets it today, and I don't care. We see what 7 senators have had it, but none of them have come out and said that, you know, what Trump is doing is wrong. I mean, we just live in this weird moment.
Well, yes, and also, you know, President had asked, you know, what about bombing Iran since the election, which would have been just a complete nightmare. But he actually, you know, looked at that. Changing foreign policy as we speak. Pompeo went to Israel and did something the Israelis did not even ask us to do, tagging products that would be coming from the West Bank as made in Israel. And again, that's a policy decision at some point in time that, you know, the Israelis didn't even press us to do it. I mean, they're just doing things everywhere around the world. And let me point this out. This is what you and I have seen and we're talking about, you know, on your show. What about all the things being done? We have no idea what they're doing in embassies around the world, in the EPA, you know, in the Natural Resources Department. We don't even know what kind of things are being ordered internally.
No, I've been saying it for years now. Think of how bad the things are that we know, and then imagine what we don't and how much worse it is. And, you know, as like I said earlier, I have a friend in D.C. who said, you know, you can literally hear the shredders working overtime as they're trying to cover up the last 4 years and the paper trail that would be there to because I got to think that the cleanup from this mess is going to be just insurmountable.
Well, it will, and the point I made about the embassy is that, and I've tried to complain about this for a couple of years. I've actually notified people up on the Hill, and it hasn't mattered, but they have been doing things within embassies by executive orders and just, you know, policy ideas. Just, you know, even people coming to college has been altered at the embassy levels, and so we don't even see that. A lot of damage has been done. So in the last 20 days here, there's a lot of things they're going to do. And when Biden takes office, he's probably actually going to have some type of unique team that looks over every single thing that happened. Now, in order to do that, he has to get his people in place so they can find out what happened in agencies. This is probably 3 months of the new Biden administration just to see what was done in the last 30 days.
Just to evaluate the damage. Now, I have some folks who are saying that the reason that this is going on, obviously, is to cover his tracks and to make it more difficult for Biden to actually find this stuff and a future attorney general to go after him, because there's a long line of charges being levied from the state level to folks saying that all this federal stuff. Also, you know, a story that you sent me yesterday about, you know, the money that you know, Trump paid his daughter in consulting fees that we've known about for a long time, possibly coming back and biting him.
Well, yes, something that when the Mueller report was first starting, I had said many, many times that was not going to be the problem for the president. It is not. The real problem was going to be New York State, and it's turning out, you know, right here, and we've known about it. New York's been out there for quite a while. So what New York State is doing, the Attorney General of New York State, is probing the consulting payments, you know, which were made to the president's daughter. There's some consulting payments. And that the Times reported that $747,000 of the fees had been paid to Ivanka Trump, who, of course, is the president's daughter, through a company she owned at a time when she was also a Trump Organization executive, okay? So they've asked about that in New York State. this is the nose in the tent, because once they get that information, then they go to the people involved with those payments, and that's when those people start to talk.
Right.
And so I've always said the Achilles heel was not Mueller report. The Achilles heel is going to be the Trump Organization through New York State,
right.
And that is going to be something that, you know, we are just seeing the beginning of it.
No, I've said the same thing. I mean, the reason that he hasn't put his tax returns out is he doesn't want anybody to see the shady stuff that he's involved in and give people a direction on where to start looking. And this is one of those things, that, like you said, she was on the company payroll and they were funneling money to her as a consultant. I'm going, right. I guess we now know how much it costs to play his daughter. $700,000+ is, you know, the going rate, I guess.
Right.
And I guess, how do I get that gig?
Well, in this case, that's one gig you may not want if you've got the organization in New York State.
Yeah, well, good point.
Right.
Good point. And so do you really think, I mean, you've been around this a long time, do you think it's possible that a former president could end up behind bars?
I have always pointed to this New York State operation of them looking into the Trump Organization. And once they start, I mean, I know about investigations, you know, having been the subject of one in my lifetime. And once they start, they will get into this and they will talk to people who were involved in the consulting payments and find out other things, which will lead to, you know, a total investigation. This is a probe, but it'll lead to an investigation. And at that point in time, you know, it is the state, and no matter, you know, what they're going to not look at through the Justice Department, the state of New York can do as it pleases when it comes to probing and investigations. And I think there's jeopardy for all of them, including the president himself.
So to go back to my question, do you think it's actually possible that a former president could sit in jail?
Yes. Again, I think.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not saying, you know, I don't do the probe, I don't do the investigation, but yes, through New York State, it could be possible that could happen.
And there's no pardoning him from the federal level then, right?
Oh, well, the one thing I always looked at with New York State was this. If Trump had been reelected and they go after his daughter, here it is, Ivanka, and his sons, because they're part of the organization, he couldn't have even pardoned them. It would be state charges.
Wow.
He could not have even pardoned them.
Yeah, I
I've always
tell
said
you,
that's
I would
the Achilles heel.
Yeah,
the organization.
I think I would be okay with building a special wing, just for the Trump clan.
Trump.
Maybe Rudy Giuliani could join them too. Did you see that press conference the other day?
Oh, I.
Did you see him wipe snot all over his face?
Yeah, I don't even know what to think anymore. Yeah, Rudy Giuliani, who was a hero, 9-1-1, you know, New York City. And then the first thing he did when he left as mayor is money got to him, and he went and took fees from the Mujahideen Khalq, which was at that time deemed a terrorist group at that time, and he took fees from them. And that's how it started. And when he did that, I thought, you know, here we go. And he has just done nothing but gotten worse. And what an end with that press conference, you know, from the way he frothed, doing the best Joe Pesci he could do, holding his fingers up, and then, of course, the whatever was running down his face. I mean, what an end.
Yeah, he was leaking.
What an end.
But my favorite part was, you know, someone, you know, did the screenshot of the video where he, you know, he takes a napkin out of his pocket, he
right.
blows his nose, and then he folds it backward where the snot is outward, and he takes the snot and he rubs it all over his face.
Yeah, right.
Let's go with,
right.
Rudy, what's going on
bad.
With this poor man?
And
I go, and I look at it, I go, that's what happens when you sell your soul. And now
yeah,
we know
well,
how much.
He's 20. In charge of the fraud section for Trump now. Remember that.
Yeah, well, he is
he's
the fraud.
He's been real successful in Pennsylvania, hasn't he?
Yeah. As I said earlier, they are the best losers we've seen. They are winning at losing. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, real quick about these legislators who showed up from Michigan, and potentially there's talk of possibly Pennsylvania legislators showing up. There was a story going on that none of the lawyers wanted to be involved in this. This is highly inappropriate, no?
Well, it's very inappropriate. Well, first of all, Michigan itself has no way for the legislature to do anything. There's no caveat in Michigan law, you know, to do that. I thought that the the fact they even went to the meeting was irresponsible of them. The fact there was even a meeting on this basis, I mean, what are they trying to do? You know, overturn something? Yes. How could you do that? You can't. It's done. But I thought that step, it's more like they're not getting it. It's more like a PR stunt.
Yes.
To keep Trump's name out there for Trump News Network, which is around the corner. You know that.
Yep.
It's around the Trump News Network, I call it. And it's a PR stunt, but it's a very ugly one, a very dangerous one. I think, you know, as Mitt Romney said, it's undemocratic.
No, I agree. But Mitt Romney gets no points for putting that out yesterday.
Well, yeah, Mitt, you know, Mitt's Mitt.
Sorry. No points for you.
Right.
And finally, did you see that Andrew Cuomo is going to win an Emmy?
No, I didn't.
He's going to receive the International Emmy Founders Award later in the month for his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic and his masterful use of TV to inform and calm people around the world.
I didn't even know they had an Emmy for that.
I didn't either, and it's one of those things where if I'm advising him, don't you go anywhere near that.
Yeah, an Emmy just relates to acting.
Yeah, I'm confused by it. But they said the governor's 111 daily briefings worked so well because he effectively created television shows with characters and plot lines and stories of success and failure. So they're looking at it as a miniseries, I guess.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see if he takes it. Just my thought.
Right. Yeah, he might want to just take a non-public bow on that one.
There you go. But Bob, I appreciate the time, man. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
I look forward to talking to you on the other side.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Our good friend Bob Ney. Again, we are taking the week to do the family stuff. It's not a war on Thanksgiving at our house. We will celebrate as we always do with turkey and sleeping. There will be some of that. We're also going to put out some daily content, little things that we're going to throw out to keep folks interested and engaged. But for the daily radio show, we're going to be taking some time to retool, re-energize. Hopefully the end of the world doesn't happen by the time we come back, which sometimes happens when we take a break. But these holiday weeks are when we generally take our time off and all of that. And like I said, I hope the end of the world doesn't come. Because I'm hoping that I will be here when that happens. But there's just so much craziness going on. And finally today, one of the craziest things that I've seen is Kyle Rittenhouse, the guy who killed two people in Kenosha, Wisconsin, released from custody today on a $2 million cash bond. Now, this is the kid who took his stimulus check money to go buy the AR-15. Yeah, let that sink in. And had a parent who go, yeah, that's a good idea. My daughter wanted to go buy a new cell phone with her own money. And I'm like, no, that's not such a good idea. You should probably not do that. You would think that a parent would go, not such a good idea. And definitely don't take the gun across state lines. And definitely don't take it to a state where it's illegal for you to be walking around with it. And definitely don't shoot somebody. But that didn't happen. And he's been released on $2 million bond. And where'd the money come from, you may ask? The MyPillow guy and Ricky Schroeder from Silver Spoons. What the hell? The Silver Spoons kid is bail. It is what it is. But the most egregious part, a Christian crowdfunding site. They're the ones who did like a kind of a funding thing for him. Never mind that he broke one of the 10 sacred rules. Never mind that. But they're raising money for him. Raised over $500,000. Sad, scary times. Anyway, if you missed any of today's program, therickSmithShow.com. That's where you go to for the podcast. The Rick Smith Show app on the smartphone. Take the program on the go wherever you go. And as always, you can email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. Thanks so much for being here. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
You've been listening to The Rick Smith Show. Email Rick. At rick@therickSmithShow.com. Until next time.